Welcome to Narratives. An individual can make no greater contribution to society than to leave something of lasting, permanent, and positive value. Bob Brown tells us of the genesis of the Bush Heritage Project and his continuing love of the Australian bush.
In my 16 years in the Senate, partner Paul and I had no extended holiday, but he never complained. Like so many other hard-working Australians, we were looking forward to retirement and some good leisure and travel time together. I retired from the Senate in 2012 and, with the help of Paul and our friends, set up the Bob Brown Foundation for the Environment. I also took on the chair of Sea Shepherd Australia, which needed urgent help to block the slaughter of Australian whales by the Japanese whaling fleet. That's something that's, of course, continuing and we all need to put a stop to. Well, then came our Freedom Day. In 2014, a World Court ruling banned the whale killing just as we were setting off to drive to the back blocks of Eastern Australia. Our main goal was to see the million hectares now owned by and managed by Bush Heritage Australia, which protects wildlife and endangered habitats, and had the original motto, "We don't beat about the bush, we buy it." Bush Heritage was born in 1990. That year, two forest blocks near my old home in the Liffey Valley, Oora Oora, came up for sale and were likely to be logged. So I bought them for $250,000 and, with friends, established Bush Heritage Australia to raise the funds to pay that bill. 25 years later, Bush Heritage has nearly 100 members of staff and manages a million hectares of wildlife habitat across Australia. Oora Oora in Tasmania was the first of the Bush Heritage properties we were looking forward to visiting. I was born in the Blue Mountains town of Oberon and grew up in bush towns in New South Wales before emigrating to Tasmania as a general practitioner way back in 1972. Partner Paul is a fifth generation Tasmanian who is more at home with a backcountry campfire than in a serviced city apartment. He's also a whiz with a camp oven, so we were to have a great time out there. Is there any more fulfilling experience than getting back into the natural world which cradled us human beings into existence? That so many back blocks in Australia are seeing caravans of grey nomads these days speaks for itself. But what surprised me was the ease and frequency with which we found, night after night, lone camping sites, usually besides billabongs or waterholes, in the wilds of the outback. We were travelling in the wake of a rain ban that had watered much of inland Australia a month or so before our arrival. However, we were also acutely aware that global warming is heating up and drying out this country, which has, through the clearing of woodland and forest and the impact of introduced species and crops, suffered more mammal extinctions in the last two centuries than any other country. We were aware too that a third of Australia's birds, scientists tell us, will be extinct by the end of this century. Our migration to the mainland would follow that of the swift parrots that nest along Tasmania's southern coastline in summer. They're the fastest parrots on Earth, and while the Bass Strait ferry takes all night, these swifties cross in just 3 hours. They face extinction as their nesting sites in Tasmania's native forests are being destroyed by logging, authorised by the National and State Ministers for the Environment. This book, Green Nomads, is the photographic record of that 19,000 kilometre drive. It's also a tribute to the thousands of Australians who love our country and who are compelled to work to reverse the destruction modern society is wreaking on this unique and ancient land of ours. On our journey, we saw the wonderful outcome of many people, not least the thousands of donors, getting together to build Bush Heritage Australia from a huddle of folk under the walnut tree back home at Oora Oora in Tasmania, planning a name, adding a logo, a bank account, and turning it into one of the nation's premier conservation organisations. Both Bush Heritage Australia and my newer Bob Brown Foundation set up the campaign for the protection of public lands and wildlife. We are in the business of ensuring that the Australians of the future have their environment heritage safeguarded. Both welcome your support. The best way we can create an environmentalist is to take a person into the natural environment. But not everybody can go. The purpose of this book, Green Nomads, is to share our 3-month journey so that others may enjoy some of the places we delighted in visiting and also feel the challenge to help the wilds and wildlife of Australia survive and prosper. So we hope you too enjoy these pictures of the great Southland and, better still, get to go billabonging yourself. For going bush is going home to the natural universe. And that's an experience without equal.
You've been listening to Bob Brown reading from his book, Green Nomads. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9.